or 2017. The Lord has blessed us with another year that we can serve Him, and I certainly look forward to the plans the elders have for us in this coming year. As you'll notice from your bulletin, the sermon for this morning was going to be titled, The First Man Saved by Jesus. Julie had it right. That's the sermon I gave her. But that's not the sermon I'm going to preach today. I changed it this morning because as I was laying there last night, and I went to bed early, at least I tried to until Fuqua Verena decided to wake me up at midnight with the fireworks that I learned that they do very well. But as I was laying there, I started thinking, as the plans the elders have for us, and they'll present that to the congregation next Sunday in the manner of a workbook that each family is going to receive, and with that is the plan the elders have laid out. And with that, our theme will be laying up treasures in heaven from Matthew chapter 6. And on the topic of that, each month we'll discuss a different idea concerning that specific theme. In the month of January, we're going to be looking at the cross specifically. And I want to do that next Sunday, but today I want to introduce you to the shepherd. Whether you've never known the shepherd, whether you've always known the shepherd, or whether you need to know the shepherd again, that's what I want to talk about this morning. I think as we begin this new year in 2017, I'm not one to make New Year's resolutions or ask you yours. As I was telling the Bible class this morning, I heard on the radio the other day that said that less than 8% of the population actually keeps their New Year's resolution. But as I introduce you or reintroduce you or hopefully just encourage you for the year ahead of us that we have here at Cary, the great work that we get to do to glorify the Father, I want you to know who the shepherd is. But I want you to know it from the standpoint that David knows the shepherd and how David is writing in Psalm 23 of how he views his Lord and his shepherd. We understand from the very onset of Psalm 23 in verse 1 where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." David is not saying that he doesn't need for anything or that he doesn't want for anything, but what David is saying is that I desire to have a relationship with my Father, that He is the sole purpose of my existence. We all have wants, we all have needs, and God provides those needs for us. The Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above. But at the same time, David wants us to understand, as the sheep is looking at his shepherd, the protection that he provides and the relationship that he wants to have and that we should have as we understand the role that we play in that said relationship. David says, "I have no need to want for anything because I have desired to serve my Lord above." And brethren, that's the greatest blessing that we can have as God's children, is that we have a shepherd that loves us and that looks out for us. You'll be interested to know that the word sheep is found almost 500 times in the Bible. That's a lot of references, not always to the reference in how we're looked at concerning the sheep and the shepherd relationship, especially as we get into the New Testament and the relationship that Jesus talks about as He refers to us as His sheep. You think about John chapter 10 and verse 11 where Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd and I lay down my life for my sheep." When you think about it, and I've said this before, sheep aren't the most intelligent animals, really. They're nearsighted, they're not very intelligent, but they desire to follow. And when you think about the good shepherd from the standpoint that David's writing, he says, "I shall not want because I have decided to not want for anything because my Lord is my shepherd." When you get to verse 2, David says, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters." Back in the 1940s, during World War II, the United States had brought over some individuals from the country of Basque, or the Basque region of Spain, to help tend the sheep up in the Montana and Wyoming areas because a lot of the men had been sent over to fight in the war. A reporter from the New York Times was sent out to discover kind of who these Basque people were and why they were so good at herding and shepherding sheep. So after the reporter had spent several days with these shepherds, he noticed one evening as they're sitting around the campfire that one of the shepherds had gone off in the distance, and he was sitting there and he was chanting something over and over and over again. Finally, the reporter walked over and said, "May I ask you what you were chanting there, what you were saying?" He said, "I was quoting Psalm 23 as this is the mantra of us as shepherds because we understand the great responsibility we have in tending to our sheep." I think when you understand how God leads us in paths of righteousness today, how He leads us beside still waters, we need to understand this from the standpoint of a shepherd taking care of its sheep. I think sometimes perhaps we haphazardly look over the idea of Psalm 23. We read it at funeral sermons. We use it to encourage us when we're down because we understand the Lord is my shepherd and there's nothing that I need if He's for me because there's nothing that can be against me, Romans chapter 8. And if I understand this from the standpoint of a sheep looking at its shepherd, then I understand exactly what David's talking about here in verse 2. The idea when the shepherd would take his sheep out to graze certain times of the day, he would take his sheep out to graze, but after they would eat, they would need to lay down so their body could digest the food. Henceforth, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. That is, he's providing for me. He's looking out for me. But then it's the latter part of the verse that's interesting where it says, He leadeth me beside still waters. You ever seen a sheep swim? Not with all that wool, right? Sheep are deathly afraid of moving water. You see, and what the shepherd would do is he would find a stream, he would dig a small little trench out so the water would then pull up in one particular area and the sheep could then drink from that water. Why? Because he was providing for them. He saw a need. He saw that they were scared, but he provided something for them. And David said, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He's looking out for me. He leads me beside still waters because he's providing for my needs and he understands my desires and my wants. You see, as the sheep looks at the shepherd, it understands that the shepherd is going to protect it, that the shepherd is going to provide for it. And you look down in verse 3, it says, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You see, we as sheep understand, looking at our shepherd, we never want to bring a bad name upon the body of Christ. All of us understand what a name means to us. We do everything in the name of Jesus Christ, right? Colossians 3 and verse 17. We understand the importance of that name. But verse 3, it tells us that He restores our soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. But then it brings me to verse 4 that helps me to better understand how my Lord is providing for me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. And I was always curious concerning this verse and how the rod and the staff could comfort us as God's children. But again, I've got to look at it from the standpoint of the sheep looking at the shepherd, right? You see, in the summer months, before it would get too cold in Palestine, as the shepherds would take their sheep or their herds of sheep up into the mountains, they would have to lead them through treacherous valleys where there were rocks and crevices and things of this nature. Why? Because they would want them to graze at the higher altitudes before the winter would set in. But also during this time, there were dangerous animals that were about, lions and such, in the particular area of Palestine. So as the shepherd was leading the sheep up through these difficult areas, he was watching out for the sheep, right? Didn't Jesus say, I am the good shepherd, I lay down my life for my sheep? And that's something that Jesus is willing to do for us. But as the shepherd is doing that for his sheep, as he's leading them up to greater pastures, to greener pastures, that he might provide for them during this time, sometimes because sheep aren't the most graceful animals, they would fall down in these crevices and get stuck. And this is where that staff comes in. When these sheep would fall down, that staff had a crook on the end of it, and they would put that shaft down in that crevice, and they would lift those sheep up out of the hole. Has God ever done that for you? Has God ever picked you up when you felt that you were down in a hole and you couldn't get out of it? You see, when the Lord is my shepherd, I have nothing for which to desire because He's providing for me as one of His sheep. I'm not that bright all the time. Sometimes I fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Sometimes I understand that I'm not perfect, that I make mistakes because I'm a human being and I'm one of God's sheep, I'm one of His children. But it's most important to me to find comfort in knowing that when I do fall flat on my face as a Christian, that God's not counting the number of times I get knocked down. He's counting how many times I get back up. And brethren, I can't do that without God. Because God is willing to pick me up when I fall down in the pitfalls of life and I get stuck in that hole, that He takes that shaft down and He picks me up by the crook of the neck and He says, get on your way, child. I'm still here with you. I'm leading you exactly where you need to go. But what about the rod? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You see, shepherds at that time would carry almost looked like a baseball bat, except it was the same circumference from end to end. And with the accuracy up to 30 or 40 yards, if an animal, a wolf or something, would come near a sheep, he could take that rod and either he would hit the animals over the head or he would throw it at them, providing protection for his sheep. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Brethren, have you ever walked through the valley? My grandfather used to always say, you can't appreciate the view from the top of the mountain until you've been through the valley. It's when we're at that lowest point in life that God's protecting us, providing for us, and lifting us up when we fall down, as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as we're going through this world of difficult times, that we can know as I get to the top of that peak, as I enjoy the view that God provides for me because He is the Creator of all things, Psalm 1 and verse 1, that I can know that God is there with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord's always with us. Sometimes we just don't look. Sometimes we're not paying attention. John 10 and verse 4, it says, the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. Brethren, do you know the shepherd? Do you know His voice? When He's talking through you through His Word, how we come to know Him, how we're sanctified through that truth, John chapter 17, do you know Him? Do you truly know Him? How can you get to know Him if you don't know His Word? John 10 and verse 15, it says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. God is willing to lay down His life for us. It's evident through the cross of Calvary. He sent His Son to die on the cross for us. John 15, 13 again says, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down a life for his friend. And certainly He's willing to do that for us. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I have nothing to fear because God is with me, brethren. There's nothing that can separate me from the love of God. Romans 8, 35 and following tell me that. No powers, no principalities, nor things to come, no angels, nothing can separate me from the love of God except myself. I'm the one who turns my back on the Father. My sins and my iniquities has He hid His face from me. But guess what? Hebrews 5 tells me that those sins and iniquities will He remember no more if I walk with Him. Brethren, the Lord is my shepherd. I have nothing to want for because He provides those things for me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. God is always providing for us. Even in John 21 and verse 16 to Peter, He said, after those three denials, as He said, I would never deny my Lord and Savior, as Jesus asked Him three times, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. Peter, do you really love me? Yes, Lord, I really love you. Feed my sheep. Peter, do you really, truly love me? Then feed my sheep. God is always providing for us, brethren. Sometimes we just don't see it because we're blind to the blessings of God. 1 Peter 2 and verse 25 says, for ye were as sheep gone astray, but are now returned, listen to this, to the shepherd. Even when I turn my back on God and I come back in submission, knowing sometimes that's the most difficult walk of my life, the shepherd is there waiting for me. You think about the parables that Jesus tells in Luke chapter 15 as He talks about the first, the 90 and 9, the one sheep that went astray. That's the sheep He went after. That's the one He was looking out for. And it says that He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I didn't understand that until I really looked into that verse concerning the sheep and its shepherds. You see, sheep, of course, are raised and taken care of for their wool. That's the product that the shepherd's looking to get off the sheep. And with that, they have to take care of the animals. And at the end of the day, they spend time with their sheep. That is, they go through and they take a comb and they're looking for knots and bugs or anything like this. But also at the same time, it gets really, really matted. So as the shepherd is spending time with each individual sheep, he would pour oil over that wool to help smooth it out, to take care of it. Because after all, that's His sheep. How well do we know the Lord, and how well is our prayer life. Our prayer life says a lot about our relationship with God and how much we talk to Him, right? How much time do you spend in prayer to God? Only when you need something, only when you desire something, or only when He's given you something? Or do we simply spend time with the Lord? You see, the shepherd would line these sheep up in a line and he would spend individual time with each one of these sheep. You know what that tells me about my shepherd? He loves me. He wants to spend time with me. And he certainly wants to hear from me. But sometimes we use him as a 911 call, don't we? Only when we need something. When I was stationed overseas, we didn't have the ability of email and calling all the time because when you called from Japan back to the East Coast where my parents lived at the time, it was 99 cents a minute. You talked really quickly in 20 minutes because I was paying for it. But before I left, my mother addressed 24 envelopes to her with stamps on it. And she gave me pen and paper. Twice a month, she expected me to write to her that year I was stationed overseas because she wanted to hear from me. Brethren, the Lord wants to hear from you. Not just in times of need or emergency. He wants to talk to you every single day. Not just when you bow your head over the supper table every day, though we should do that. But He wants to hear from His children. He wants to know that you recognize who He is as the Good Shepherd who's watching out for His sheep, that He's taking care of, that He's watching out for. How well do you know the shepherd? How much time do you spend with him every day in prayer as you bow your head before the Father, recognizing who he is and the great gifts that he provides because of his Son, Jesus Christ, brethren, that we can bow our head? But surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Brethren, that sums it up for me right there. I have trials, I have struggles, I fall, He picks me up, He provides, He gives, He listens, He cares, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Brethren, I don't deserve that. I don't deserve any of that. There's not a person in this room that deserves the grace and mercy of God, yet He freely gives it to us on what His Son did for us at Calvary. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. God is with me, and I get to dwell with Him in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that where we want to be, brethren? In the house of the Lord forever? I think sometimes we lose sight of the big prize. Paul talks about that in Philippians chapter 3. We learn from our past mistakes. And this isn't a New Year's sermon, but we can learn from 2016, can we not? And our prayer is that we're better today and tomorrow than we were yesterday or last year. And with that, I get to walk into this year with my Lord and Savior with me every step of the way. I don't fear for anything, brethren, and I don't want for anything, brethren, because the Lord provides for me. The question I want to ask you this morning, is the Lord your shepherd? If He's not, why not? What are you waiting on? What holds you back as you go forward into 2017 from responding to the gospel? You know, a lot of times people say, well, maybe my New Year's resolution is to become a Christian. Brethren, I want that to be your resolution every day. Not just next year or the next day, but that you desire to be a Christian every day. Because it's a life that we live, that we have the mind of Christ, right? Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Brethren, are you ready to walk with the shepherd today? Are you stumbling through life as one of His children who's lost their way and has been out in the world, but you need to come back to the fold? I encourage you to do that. And if you're not a child of God, but would like to experience the love of the shepherd, the protection that He provides, just read John chapter 10. All the references that are given that Christ is talking about concerning the shepherd that He is and how He provides for His sheep. If you don't know the shepherd, I want you to know the shepherd. You have to experience what we all have experienced as we put on Christ in baptism. There's no peace that you have known until you know the love of Jesus Christ. It's a peace, brethren, that passes all understanding. And I pray that you'll choose to do that today. Start this day, the day of salvation, by putting on your Lord in baptism. And maybe you're a sheep living in this world who's struggling and discouraged. Because that never happens, right? We never get down and out, do we? Sometimes it's easy as we go up against the wiles of the devil, as we struggle in this world today, to forget who the shepherd is and how he's leading us. And he wants you to know that he's there, but sometimes we just forget. We haven't gone against him. We haven't denied him. Sometimes we just forget that he's there. And sometimes we forget that we have the love of each other, that we have the love to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Today, if you just need encouragement, if you need the new year to start off with encouragement, we want to pray with you. We certainly want to pray for you. But most importantly today, as we start 2017, I want you to know the shepherd. I want you to know the shepherd like David knows the shepherd, that you have no desires because you've decided to follow him. That you understand as you go forward from this point, it's not going to be easy. It's not a road paved with gold, that everything is peaches and roses, right? But that you understand through this life you will face difficulties and struggles. You know, I couldn't help but think of that horrible event that happened in Turkey today. These souls that were simply out doing their own business, and an individual decides to walk in and kill some 30 plus souls. And James says, what? Your life is but a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away? That quick, right? Do you know that you're guaranteed 2017 and to see 2018? Shake your head like this. No, we're not guaranteed it. So why not make sure that you know the shepherd today? That you leave here today knowing that the Lord is your shepherd and that you'll follow him. And if you have that need, I pray that you'll make it known as together we stand and as we sing.